not going to steal nothing, Dexy. It's my nature.
Today, and just for today, while we're at the home of these hopefully soon-to-be friends, could you be Diana and not the mink?
That's like asking a mink not to get, murdered on a factory farm so that some rich lady can have a nice warm coat.
For our son, then. For hey!
John Connor!
Damn it, Diana! Our child is going to need some non-supervillain friends, and that means we will, too.
Ugh.
Come on, sugar lips.
Fine, I'll be good. I'll just be plain old boring milky toasty Diana Duquesne.
I think it's actually milk toast.
So now I gotta pronounce stuff right too? Will there be nothing left of me?
Little melodramatic, don't you think?
Depends, did it work? Do you feel bad for me?
How about this? You don't have to worry about what you say or how you say.
And
you can make up whatever job you want to if they ask you what you do for a living.
And?
You can steal one small thing. A fridge magnet. A salt shaker. A tchotchke.
Oh, Dexy, you're the best. I was going to steal something regardless, but it makes me feel better knowing you won't be all butthurt about it later. And you said this Dylan guy's a hottie, right? Because maybe I could just steal him.
I'm ignoring that yet again.
Okay, fine. Where do they live? At least I can guess what kind of stuff I can steal from their address.
You know, I completely forgot to ask him for the address. Let me text him. Okay. You should get back to me pretty quick. Actually, he's like some kind of texting robot. He's so quick to... Ooh, see what I mean? They're at 2254 West Leland Avenue. That's...
Holy Mary Elizabeth Macrantonio! That's Matriarch's house!
That means Dylan is Mr. Roboto!
Oh, yeah, he is a hottie. Well. At least that little bit of his face you can see when he has his helmet on. Real hot chin area. You know what this means?
We can return the shard that I stole!
Thereby assuaging the crushing guilt I felt ever since because she was kind to me and I took advantage of her. I kind of wish your answer had been longer. We can't steal from them, Dexy.
Why not? We were wearing masks at the party just like all the other catering staff.
But what about all that for the good of our son, Diana Malarkey?
If we could get our hands on some of Mr. Roboto's tech, we could sell it for almost as much as we got for the shot. Wait, you said we should return the shot, but we sold the shot for good to Colonel Carnage last week.
Yeah, about that.
Damn it, Di, we agreed we weren't going to rip off other supervillains no more.
I didn't rip him off, Dexy. I just bought it back from him. I convinced him that Reflector was just going to bounce whatever cockamamie scheme he had right back in his face, and that maybe he could use the money as a down payment. Maybe move somewhere and get a new, less bouncy backy nemesis.
But you can't just give the shot back. Ugh. Okay, we'll go, stay a while, you hide the shard somewhere, she'll find it after we leave. And I promise I won't try pocketing anything resellable.
Fine. Deal. Can I flirt with Mr. Roboto? I'm gonna flirt with Mr. Roboto.
Let me think about it. No.
That chin.
Mr. Roboto!
Oh, hey, hon, just having the bots straighten up a bit before our new friends arrive.
Agatha here needs her diaper changed.
I'll have one of the bots do it right now. Number 132, can you...
No, she needs her diaper changed by you.
Okay, sure, of course. Is something wrong?
No, but we have to get used to being regular parents. When she goes to kindergarten, we don't want her to talk about her daddy's super robots or the secret lair in the basement.
They change her diapers all the time, Elle. I'm like a one-man NASCAR pit crew. That redheaded mom at swim class asked me for help the other day.
I know. Not saying you don't. Just saying we need regular to be our default setting. You should have the robots go down to the lair before they get here, too.
I can keep one out, right? To show Dexter? I already told him I work in robotics.
They look like Mr. Roboto's robots, still. It's not like he won't notice.
I haven't been Mr. Roboto for almost as long as you haven't been Matriarch, babe. He probably wouldn't even remember who Mr. Roboto was. Which is a shame, because I was a pretty cool hero. Jeezy Pete! What are you feeding my daughter? Other babies' diapers? This is worse than that time Muckmaster created that drain clog monster. There was just so much wet hair.
Ugh, yeah, it's the new formula for her digestive thing. It's made her poops disgusting.
Whoa.
We can't tell them who we really are, you know?
I know. But it's not like we have arch enemies anymore.
We have Agatha, Dylan. And she's...
She's what?
She's vulnerable.
She's amazing, Al. I mean, look at this diaper. No regular human could produce what's in here.
I know she's amazing. I just worry. No powers, lactose intolerant. She isn't lifting her head yet, and all the baby books
are just books, babe. Every kiddo is different. She'll lift her head when she's ready to lift her head. She has apparently been spending all her energy on learning to create the most horrible diaper messes possible. Honestly, Al, I think this might be her superpower.
You're right.
I know. She has poop powers.
No, I mean, you're right that she'll be okay. Because you're a really good dad.
And you are a super mom. See what I did there?
Nope, I do not. But thanks anyway. That's sweet.
Sweet enough that I can show Dexter one robot. I'll pick one of the small ones, the newer line that he couldn't have seen on TV or in the papers or anything.
All right, one.
Yes!
The little crab-looking job.
I know this is about making friends for Agatha, but it's nice to show off for other grown-ups sometimes, you know?
Like the red-headed mom from swim class?
She only wanted me for my superior diaper wrangling skills. And anyway, I only have eyes for women who can bench press trucks and fly at the speed of sound.
Yeah, well, that might not be me anymore. I'm way out of hero practice.
Well, maybe after the play date, you and I could spar a little? You know what I mean?
I could maybe get the cape out of the closet for that.
Dexter! Hey! Good to see you, man. Come on in.
Thanks! Good to see you, too.
Why are we yelling?
I don't know!
Probably because they're trying to get baby's attention all day.
Nailed it. Who talks to adults these days, anyway? Except the Wiggle Worms or Jimbo Ree or whatever. Am I right?
Oh, yes. This is my wife, Ellie.
Nice to meet you.
Same here. And this is my wife, Diane.
Charmed, I'm sure. This little bundle of sleeping joy is Hankford. Hankford John Connor III.
It's a family name. Hank is fine.
Well, Hankford or Hank, he's adorable. Agatha's just about to get up from her nap, so I'll just go grab her. Give Dylan your codes and make yourself comfortable in the living room. I'll be right back.
What's with the voice?
They'll totally recognize my regular talking. It's sort of my brand, you know?
But why are you British?
It's not British. It's continental. You know, like rich folks who...
Just try not to talk too much, okay?
How rude.
And this is Agatha.
Oh, she is darling. Simply darling.
Well, thank you. Well, he has some lungs.
Oh, my father was a baritone with the Metropolitan Opera.
Really? I'm a bit of an opera aficionado. What's his name?
Hey, any chance you got one of them robots around and want to show it off?
Well, since you asked, will you two ladies be okay in here with the babies for a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll be fine.
Come on. I've got a little guy out in the yard that's pretty cool.
Okay. Now, don't talk your ear off, Diana.
Don't fret, dearest. I'm sure we'll hit it off and be as thick as thieves by the time you return.
Oh, we are so busted.
So, Diana, where are you from?
Peoria. I kid. I'm originally from Cresthaven, Vermont.
Oh.
Heard of it?
No, actually. But you have that kind of continental New England accent.
Oh, do I? You know what they say. You can take the girl out of Cresthaven, Vermont, but you can't take the Cresthaven, Vermont out of the girl.
You're funny. You know, honestly, I was a little worried about this whole playdate thing, but I really think you and I will be friends.
I've always thought so.
Always?
I mean, ever since we arrived.
How about we put the kids in the playpen and have a glass of wine? And you can tell me all about Cresthaven, Vermont.
Sounds delightful.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Ugh, we are so busted.
I haven't had a glass of wine since before I got pregnant. Here. To new beginnings. Actually, I never drank during the day. Always had to be ready to, for a call.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm an ER nurse. Well, I was. I'm still weighing going back to work.
I bet you are a wonderful nurse.
Yep, I really loved it. Getting to help people all the time. The adrenaline. The challenge. The danger.
Danger?
Oh, yeah. From, you know, flu, staph infection. Being surrounded by sick people all day is no joke.
Sounds positively treacherous.
Can I be honest with you, Diana?
Does the salad fork fork go on the outside of the dinner fork?
I don't know. Does it?
Yes. You were saying?
Well, I was a nurse, but also, I was matriarch.
Get out! I do not believe it! That is so shocking!
Oh, Dylan's gonna be so mad. I told him we couldn't tell you guys, but damn if it doesn't feel good to talk about it.
Well, for what it's worth, I think that you were the best superhero and that you'd still be the best.
Well, you're one of the few. Can I tell you another secret?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can really trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Marshall Diamond?
The biggest diamond in the world? Yes, I vaguely heard of it.
Wow. It's being moved tomorrow to a new location. I offered to protect it, and they turned me down.
What?
Can you believe it? They're just gonna try to keep it a secret, make some big show of moving a fake, and carrying the real one in a black duffel bag aboard the 8 a.m. train out of the city to the airport.
That sounds like a pretty good plan.
If they can keep it a secret, sure. But someone's gonna tell someone who's gonna tell some villain, and now they want to have me there to stop it.
Oh, that is a travesty! Ellie, can I be honest with you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, how's it going in here?
Great.
Listen, I accidentally told Dexter that I'm Mr. Roboto and you're Matriarch. He was just so impressed with the robot, I ended up showing him a few more, and then he just figured it out. It didn't seem worth lying about.
I was a bit shocked, but it's cool. Aren't you shocked, Diana?
I kind of already told her the same thing.
Oh, thank God. Thought I was going to be in big trouble there.
Here, let me go get some more wine for everyone. Hold that thought, Diana.
Let me give you a hand, since all the robots are down in the secret lair.
He also told me all about the Marshall Diamond being moved tomorrow.
Yeah, she told me too. What a couple of blabbermouths.
It would be a train heist.
I know, totally in your wheelhouse.
You know what we have to do, right?
Yep. When they get back, I'll handle it.
Okay, so we're superheroes. Well, we were. You guys still want to be friends?
Well, actually,
I'm still holding on to a thought from earlier.
Well, yeah, but I think Hank...
Oh, hush, you'll be fine.
I just think...
Shut it, Dexie! I said I'd handle it!
What, Diana?
Yeah, but you can also call me the Mink. Huh? And Dexter over here is Robert Baron, and this here in my purse is the meteor shard that I stole from you that day you were so nice to me, and now I'm returning it. So now we've all been completely honest with each other. Wait. Dylan, you have a real hot chin area, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, now we've all been completely honest with each other.
You're a super villain. You already lied to me once. How can we possibly trust you?
That had been my whole quandary since we realized whose house we'd been invited to. You know, how do we get you to trust us, given our, line of work?
What, you were planning on doing this?
Well, no, I'm not so much of a planner as much as I am a doer. But I had hoped it would work out this way, and it did!
What way?
Look, Dexter likes you, Dylan, and I like Ellie here. We seem to get along. So, the biggest hurdle for the Usain Bolt that is our burgeoning friendship is...
Don't think Usain Bolt did hurdles.
Hey! I'm riffing here, Dexie. Don't bring me down with facts. Anyway, problem is that we as supervillains are untrustworthy, so ergo, we'd need an opportunity to prove that we can be trusted.
The Marshall Diamond?
The Marshall Diamond.
We could just stop you stealing it.
Exactly, Hotchin. But...
Only because you told us who you were. You could have just gotten out of here and stolen the diamond, and we'd never know any better.
Yep. I could have just told you about Cresthaven and continued the charade. Instead, I revealed who we are. And now maybe we can be real friends who can talk to each other about the weird crap in our lives. Because I'm actually kind of getting tired of pulling jobs all the time. Comes a day a lady wants to stop doing backflips and stiletto heels while dodging the cops' gunfire. Unless that lady's J-Lo, I suppose. Anyhow, it ain't like we don't have enough money to be comfy for the rest of our days. Not for nothing, but I think your shard gave our little hanky-poo superpowers, and I'm out of my friggin' depth trying to handle them all the time. So what do you say? You give a couple former supervillains a chance to reform and gain a couple of pretty kick-ass friends in the bargain? Oh, so your kid has superpowers too?
I wouldn't call it a superpower, but it's something. Dylan, could you get some of the robots to clean up all this glass? And let's move this party down to the lair.
Yes!
Woohoo!